like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
Four, three, two, one. So, I have been scrolling through Twitter every single fucking day. And there's not one day that goes by where I don't see a picture of Logan Paul's fiance. Is there a fiance? Is fiance, excuse me, or is wife? People keep referring to her as his wife. What the hell is her name? Nina Agdal? Agdal? Nina Agdal? Agdal? But Nina Agdal, right? Is she not the biggest whore on the planet? Does Logan Paul have an absolute whore as a potential wife and or fiance? You know, I'm not up to date with all this bullshit like this. I mean, obviously, fall... Logan Paul, I know who he is, I know what he's, what he's accomplished and stuff, obviously when boxing Floyd Mayweather, you know, the forest and shit like that, that he's done, on top of him, obviously having a good podcast and stuff like that, and it'll be very entertaining as well, and I, you know, briefly have seen some of the clips that he has, had when, in his, WWE, stint and stuff, you know, I asked Julie about it. And she can't stand the guy. I mean, she favors Jake Paul over Logan Paul. I mean, I've thought about it for, like, the longest time. I was like, oh, dude, Jake Paul's probably the asshole brother. Logan Paul's a lot more nicer. He seems like a lot more of a nicer kind of person. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. So how about Nina Agdal, the biggest whore on the planet? I don't want to assume stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And it's never good to assume stuff without facts. I mean, we only know what we see online. But if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, right? So Logan Paul has an upcoming boxing fight on the DAZN. What's it called? Is it 0300 series? Or no, something, you know, the KSI's boxing promotion, where the hell it is, you know, Logan Paul and KSI previously fought and stuff like that. Now they're buddies. Now they're promoting a prime energy drink together or whatever the fuck it's called. Like a, it's like, it reminds me of Body Armor kind of, but it has so much fucking caffeine in it, dude. Children are getting sick off of it or whatever, something like that. I heard. I don't know. I don't have the facts. I didn't come here to talk about any TMZ stuff, but dude, there's like a picture with her and like every single person in the world. Like, she is the ugliest bitch in the world, honestly. Well, if she is a slut and a whore, then yeah, I can't. But I can't even sit here and talk about someone I don't even know. Like, he's not married, but he's engaged. But why? But why? But why? But why? Why her out of all people? And why is it bugging him so much? I mean... If you look at the other side, though, the B side of this whole thing, we got Logan Paul, obviously, former YouTuber. I mean, obviously, a very internet personality, TikTok, you know, that suicide forest that he explored and stuff and got canceled out originally for. And obviously, he is a brother of one Jake Paul, who is making a rumble in the scene of boxing, right? He's made a rumble in the scene of boxing. He's beat former world champions such as Anderson Silva. I mean, beat the brakes off Tyron Woodley the second time, knocked Tyron Woodley out. He fought Tyron Woodley the first time. He's obviously fought Anderson Silva. Who else did he fight? Yeah, man, he's fought the brother of Tyson Fury, Tommy Fury. And same thing, Jake Paul, internet personality, a little bit more of a dickhead compared to Logan, but I like Jake Paul, so I'm not saying he's a dickhead in a bad way. We could all be dickheads in some ways, right? Do we even do any introductions here? I don't even think we did. But why the hell should we? Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. This might be the latest introduction on any show that I've ever done. But this is Truth Speech. We are back. Good God, it's already September. Can you believe that? Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun. No, literally just time flies. And time has no limits. You know, life moves by, life speeds by absolutely quickly. Life and time, you know, obviously we've got to take care of everything that we possibly can and do everything we possibly can and cherish the things that we have in front of us while we do. But, well, we are back. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's 400. Excuse me. We are back. Let's backtrack to 5 seconds ago. We are back. This is episode 488 of Truth Speech. It's not only September, but September 3rd. September 3rd, 2023. We are back. So let's get back to what we were saying. But yeah, so it's not my place to judge somebody, let alone anybody in the world, let alone just in general. Even if this is my situation or not, it is not my spot to call someone a little whore unless they give me reason to believe that. Now, mind you, if that was my fiance and she's taking pictures of every fucking dude, and these aren't ugly dudes, man. They're attractive looking people. She looks like one of those bitches that would be like a little fucking curious slut and stuff like that. Like, I hate curious girls, dude. I hate girls that are like that. She looks like the kind that would be cheating behind your back or something like that. If you guys ever get the chance or an opportunity, Google Nina Agdal. What the hell? What does he see in her? That's one of like the biggest mysteries and questions. Just not even in these people's lives, just in life in general. Like, you ever see some people who are together and you're just like, dude, what the fuck does he see in her? Or what the fuck does she see in him? And you look at the possibilities and the positive options that they have outside of those fuck faces. Like, dude, there's way better people for you out there, buddy. There's way better fuckers for you out there. Now, if you just want to be with her, just to be with her, or do you want to create something? I don't know how long these two have known each other. I don't know what the hell these two are doing behind the scenes. But like I said, back to the B-side in the form of Dylan Danis. We got the former punching bag to Conor McGregor, a.k.a. obviously, logically, if you want to sit here and think about it, you know, Dylan Danis is a friend of Conor McGregor, former UFC lightweight champion and featherweight champion. You know, he was his longtime sparring partner, obviously. Very vocal on the internet, very vocal on Instagram, very vocal on Twitter. About, you know, being the most hated fighter probably on the roster, on any roster. Now, it's disrespect for me to even call him a fighter, because he's not a fighter in a lot of ways. Dylan Danis, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here with that. I mean, look at the amount of guys that he has called out. And fans over in the MMA world, over on the MMA side, anybody that knows and follows the sport, obviously, I mean, all the call-outs. I mean, Dylan Danis is just the ultimate troller for the world of mixed martial arts in the world. Seems like an asshole. Does Dylan have any fans at all? I mean, he's a dickhead. But, you know, a side of me appreciates the act. Because in person, he got choked out by a bouncer. In person, he probably wouldn't be the same. You know, he might be. I don't know the guy. I've never seen him. I never want to see him. But, you know, you could just judge it off of facts. Like you said, it's good to judge people if you have the facts. I can assume things about you. I can have the facts about everything. But I got to make sure my story's correct. I got to make sure everything's lined up before I'm sitting insulting someone's wife, calling them a whore. I mean, look at all the pictures, though. If you're on Twitter and stuff, well, formerly known as Twitter, you can see all the pictures. So, I mean, I don't know why I thought it'd be funny to start the show off talking about that. But, yeah, I mean, dude, there's nothing more than worse than someone who attracts the wrong attention. Now, Logan Paul's young, obviously. And he looks way better with the beard than without the beard. He looks so gay with the beard, without the beard, excuse me. Not gay, but I'm saying, like, he looks younger. I think I look horrible without my beard. Like, it takes 5 years off my age and makes me look young. Like, guys, us guys know in general. Like, you ever go to the store, you have to use your fucking ID, and you pull out your ID and you look so different, dude. Tell me why everyone and their mother's IDs look like mugshots. Like, dude, I do not want a fucking smile in here. I don't want to be at the DMV. You go to the DMV and take your picture, and there's hella people waiting in line. You got to sit next to some weird people you don't like. I mean, I don't like the public, man. You know, I go out and about, you know, occasionally and stuff. And, you know, but I hang out with the people in my circle, people around my circle. I don't just go out and about and do whatever, you know. You know how people, like, go to the mall and shit? Like, we used to always go to the fucking mall when we were kids and stuff, like teenagers and stuff. And we used to always pick up on girls and stuff. Well, I didn't. I know I had friends that did. I would go there. I mean, I would go there and chill and, you know, not really, you know, kind of like window shop because, you know, we didn't really have any money. But, you know, we would see some hot girls there at the mall as kids and stuff. And, you know, we'd pick up on them and... You know, I don't know how that breaks to this point, but so we can't assume right off the bat, right? When we're talking about Logan Paul's wife and all that, that's the worst thing to do is insult someone's wife, dude. I've insulted people's wives before. I mean, there was a time and one time with me and Julie, where one of her I don't remember who it was, but someone in her family, someone was trying to come at me all kinds of ways, sideways and shit about something about, like, the relationship. It's like, first off, you can't pick who the fuck anyone's dating. You can't prove who the fuck anybody likes. I mean, you know, like, the funniest part about it was, like, dude, all the people that are sitting here talking all the shit are just going to come back and bite me in the ass. So all the people sitting around talking shit, you look at their marriages, their relationships, what they have presently going for them. Be like, oh, someone who's had two marriages. Oh, it'll be someone who has divorced. Oh, it'll be someone who has, like, three baby mamas or three baby daddies. Or, like, all these people talking shit. Shut the fuck up, please. And save yourself a breath. Like, they'll be here insulting, trying to pick people, you know, trying to butt into people's relationships. So, like, that could probably be the same way a lot of ways, but, you know, I insulted the guy came at me all sideways and said something about, you know, who I was with and, you know, I shouldn't, you know, obviously, like, you know, trying to persuade me that this isn't the relationship for me. And dude, it's like, dude, it's not even your relationship. Shut the hell up. And you can understand that. And how I said it, I think it was the lady... The woman I insulted her, I said all the meanest shit in the world. And mind you, I don't say mean shit to people just for the hell of it. If you're messing with my circle, if you're messing with, let alone my circle of people around me, then, you know, it's on. It's game on. It's a war zone. You know what I mean? It's an absolute war zone. It's a battle and something you better be ready for. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't really insult people too much unless you give me a reason to. But how about it, folks? The first 13 minutes in and we're insulting people's wives. You're talking shit about internet personalities' wives. Good way to start the show, huh? But since we're here, in the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, since we took 5 minutes to start our introduction today, if you guys like our show, be sure to follow us on Instagram. We have Instagram, ladies and gentlemen, and we have Threads. But mind you, Threads and Instagram's handles are exactly the same, so bear with me. So Instagram, Truth Speech Pod, you can follow us there. GT King Official on x.com/GT King Official, aka formerly known as Twitter, twitter.com/GT King Official, as well as Truth Speech Pod on Twitter as well. GT King Official on G the King Official, excuse me, on Instagram, and GT King Official on X. So, moving along, ladies and gentlemen, here on this episode. Happy Sunday, too, by the way, technically, because it's 12:42. So it's 12:42 a.m. We're going to come back yesterday, but I was too goddamn tired. I was too damn tired. I just got off work. You know, I was busy the whole day. And I was like, dude, I didn't even have the guts to sit down here at my desk and or try to record anything. You know, I briefly tried to talk for like a few minutes, maybe like 10 minutes or so. And then I was just like, oh, fuck, dude, I'm tired. I'm too damn tired. It's just absolutely craziness. I was just like, oh, my God. But, you know, as we returned, I was like, we cannot surpass a week. Mind you, remember when we would go a long time without doing a show? We'll do like one show, and then like 3 weeks later, do another one. Dude, we went on a bad stretch for a while, but I like to think that we're in a lot better of a place and a lot better of a hot water and less hot water, if you will. But since we're on the topic, ladies and gentlemen, of Logan Paul still, I mean, Dylan Danis, Logan Paul, they are set to box. I don't know when. Let me look when that fight is. What's it? Dylan Danis versus Logan Paul, date official. Oh, this voice, the voice capture, when it captures your voice, it sucks fucking ass. Let's see, it's real fucking goddamn laggy. It heard me say fucking, but didn't say, didn't hear me say what I wanted originally. I wanted to see the date. I mean, Dylan Danis has only had 2 MMA fights, dude. And they were against people who absolutely sucked. I mean, you could clearly fucking see that they sucked. If you looked at their records and stuff like that, they're real fucking horrible, dude. Like, I mean, I don't know if he really is who he thinks he is, or if he's just doing it for the cameras or the likes and stuff like that. He's like, Dylan Danis is like the modern day Cash Me Outside girl. He's one of those people, like Dylan Danis reminds me of one of those people that say shit on the internet, then you punch them in their face in real life, and then they're like, they run to the cops and first things first. Dylan Danis, he got choked out by that bouncer. I think Logan Paul had him on his podcast or something like that, the guy who choked out, or who choked out Dylan Danis. Let's see. Paul versus Danis date. There we go. Tell me why Safari is so much better. So that's coming up on October 14th. Former UFC fighter Mike Perry is on standby as serving as the backup for Logan Paul and Danis on October 14th. So the card is called the card is Misfits Boxing Prime card in Manchester, and also that features KSI versus Tommy Fury as well, you know, the brother of Tyson Fury. So I mean, pretty cool fights. I mean, pretty interesting fights. I mean, what KSI has been able to do with his promotion just and everything else, let alone him and Logan Paul linking up and all that, everything's pretty cool, man. I mean, it's pretty cool. I'm not into all the YouTubers boxing and all that. I mean, that stupid ass guy of Salt Poppy or something like that. Guy's fucking ridiculous, dude. I'm not hating or nothing like that, but that dude's a fucking fruitcake, dude. And just, like, fucking weird, dude. The way he got famous and stuff and, like, the retarded videos that he made on the one where he's running, doing little fucking fake running and stuff. What the hell is that song? It made me want to freaking jump off a cliff every time I seen that shit scrolling on TikTok. I'm like, dude, let me fucking just blow my head off right now. So that fight's on October 14th. Stylistically, what do I think of Danis versus Logan Paul? I mean, if I were to put some money down, or, you know, just bet, I'd bet Logan Paul has some better boxing than and better wrestling overall than Dylan Danis. I mean, Dylan Danis has a retarded knee, a bummed knee, right? Didn't he just come off knee surgery? I mean, he's not even good at boxing, really, dude. I mean, I haven't really seen him too much. I mean, his striking's all right. It's subpar. I mean, there's nothing talented about Dylan Danis at all. I mean, he's a 50-50 jiu-jitsu guy. He's good with jiu-jitsu. I'm pretty sure he's better at jiu-jitsu than anything, but the way that he is and how he is, just his arrogance, how he comes off. And I don't know, I've probably mentioned this before in the past. You know, he's a fucking dickhead. He's an idiot. I mean, obviously, like I said, he's but at the same time, he comes off as a fucking idiot and a dickhead and all these other words in the book. But at the same time, we have to acknowledge that Danis is selling tickets. He is, well, wolf tickets, I guess, if you want to call them. He is selling wolf tickets. He is generating views. He is making numbers. He generates a huge following. He has a huge following, and you know, unfortunately, his claim to fame in this specific scenario is posting different pictures of Logan Paul's wife with taking pictures with different dudes or kissing dudes or sucking people off. Can you believe that? I mean, dude, it's goodness gracious. But stylistically, like, so Logan Paul was able to fight Floyd Mayweather and hold his own. I mean, he didn't look bad against Floyd. I mean, I'll watch that one again. But then again, you see Floyd Mayweather's not gonna allow our YouTuber, let alone Logan Paul, to beat on him. I mean, he did give Floyd a black eye. I mean, Floyd toyed around in there, kind of. He had a lot of fun. I mean, it was a big sell. I mean, Danis. I mean, I haven't seen too much, and I don't think anyone in the world has, because we haven't really gotten too much footage of Danis, except for those two Bellator fights. Danis sucks. I mean, the amount of people that he's called out and talked shit about completely compared to, like, you know, he reminds like a little chihuahua, like a little tiny Taco Bell chihuahua talking. And, you know, I mean, I'd like to say that Danis is talented. I mean, he did something right to be able to link up with Conor McGregor and whatnot. I mean, let alone have his phone number, but, you know, it doesn't seem like they really talk anymore. But then Conor McGregor's not really, you know, he's kind of like, you know, he's in the news, but he's not. He's in the news, but he's not. But, you know, obviously there's bigger things than that. But Dylan Danis kind of like fell off the radar for a while and stuff like that. And, you know, remember that huge, massive brawl after Khabib beat... it was UFC 229 when Khabib beat Conor McGregor, and there was that massive brawl. And then Conor got sucker punched inside the octagon. And then I think Dylan Danis got punched in the back of the head by one of them. What is it? I don't think it was Khabib. Is it Khabib? No, it's not Khabib's manager. It was... I forgot his name. It starts with the R, though. It was a Russian guy. But he punched him in the back of the head. Dude, Danis, I mean, he's a gamer, obviously. You seen that brawl. I mean, he was willing to brawl and all that. And, you know, I'm not saying that he is a punk or nothing like that. I mean, hey, you know, maybe he has some tools in the shed that a lot of us don't know about. Maybe Danis, you know, he's a lot better fighter than we think. I mean, if he beats Logan Paul, then yeah, I'll shut the fuck up. But if not, then, you know, How about Mike Perry? Mike Perry is all right. I mean, Mike Perry, you know, he is getting that money for sure. I mean, obviously doing the bare knuckle fighting since leaving the UFC now, the Misfits Boxing in Manchester, and KSI, Tommy Fury. That's a good fight. I mean, I'm not really too big on like YouTube boxing, but might as well, you know, talk about it since we're referencing it. But you know, the trolling, I mean, Danis's trolling compared to his work. You know, we almost spent like 20 minutes talking about this. Can you believe it? Can you believe that we're giving them the absolute air here? I mean, obviously Danis knows what he's doing. I'm pretty sure he knows, obviously. But you can hate him all you want. You can dislike him all you want. But you're generating numbers for him. He's living rent-free in a lot of these guys' head now. Now, I don't have an actual problem with him. I think he's pretty entertaining, and some of the shit he says is pretty funny. And he's real good with his trolling. He's really, really good. He's really, really good. Like you know, he could just get annoying at times, especially when they're fighters you like or people that you fuck with and stuff. Danis can get kind of annoying. And I think he'll be fine or something like that if he pulls out of the fight on October. So we got a little bit over a month before, like a month and 13 days before, like a little bit before, yeah, before October. I don't know if I'll watch it, though. I mean, maybe, but I just want to see what happens. Maybe that will get me out of the seat to watch some of those. But, you know, what did get me out of the seat was, I mean, I watched brief clips and highlights, man. I've just been so busy. There's been so much stuff going on. Just behind the scenes, just in general, just in life in general, man, life in general. But, you know, I can't sit and watch every single UFC event or every single big time event that happens. But one thing I did watch earlier was two fights from UFC 292 that happened like almost a week or a couple weeks ago now. Sugar Sean O'Malley's knockout over Aljamain Sterling to win the title was, you know, I mean, I didn't doubt Sean O'Malley. I never did. I never questioned his abilities. I loved his confidence. I loved his movement. I love his you know, his style. You know, I love his confidence. You know, everything that Sean O'Malley has and does is money. Is money in the bank right there. I mean, Sean O'Malley, I mean, it's crazy. Because there was one point in time when I was thinking, like, dude, maybe he's not ready for this fight. You know, Piotr Jan, the fight with Piotr Jan, he beat Piotr Jan. That's when you start opening your eyes. Like, holy shit. Sean O'Malley is for real. The guy with the 6'9 tattoo. I mean, as Dylan Danis tried to say something like about him or something. Like, lost all credibility when he let 6'9 tattoo a 6'9 tattoo a tattoo on him or something like that. So that's so crazy. I mean, Danis is, he is real good with his bullshitting and his trolling. Yeah, man. So, I mean, I watched Chris Weidman's return. I mean, I was curious to see how Weidman would look coming back after his leg. I mean, he didn't look too bad, I mean, in the fight. Obviously, it was just, you know, it's like there wasn't that much activity. You know, I mean, obviously, Brad Tavares did put a good, put forth a good performance and stuff like that. And, you know, Weidman, you know, did have some good moments and stuff in that fight. He didn't look bad. He looked good for someone who's coming off of a leg injury, let alone coming off of a 2-year layoff. So he didn't look bad. I watched those two. So it felt kind of good being able to watch those and hearing everybody's commentary and all that and stuff. But, dude, it was surreal to be able to see that. But it was good to see it, though. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool. Moving on, ladies and gentlemen. What the fuck is Joe Biden doing, ladies and gentlemen? Joe Biden taking frequent vacations? Like, how many days of the year has Joe Biden been on vacation? What happens if we Google that? How many days Joe Biden has been on vacation? So, do they literally have a poll for this? They literally have a stat for this. This is 19 hours ago via the New York Post. as of Sunday, Biden has spent all of part of 300 of his presidency, but 382 days of his presidency. I can't even fucking read. 382 of his presidencies, 950 days, or 40%, on personal overnight trips away from the White House, putting him on pace to become America's most idle commander-in-chief, according to data calculated by the Republican National Committee. So, he has taken frequent trips, frequent days off, frequent vacation. I mean, I don't have a problem with anyone in the world going on vacation, but the president of the United States, let alone Joe Biden, let alone the fact that America is burning down to the ground and he's going on vacation. I mean, classic what he did with the Maui stuff. I mean, the first question someone had, the first time he had the opportunity to answer a question, he said no comment. Next thing you know, him and the government are sending the Hawaiians $700. $700. So this takes me back to when we were in the COVID days. And I don't mean the stupid now COVID days that people think everything's getting shut down when it comes to COVID. Meaning like, anybody trying to pull all this COVID shit, just shut the hell up and take that shit and shove it up your ass. No one cares about COVID. COVID isn't real. COVID isn't here right now. It's not a pandemic. It's not declared one at all. Just take us back to the stimulus checks. Remember the stimulus checks? We got the stimulus checks when the pandemic happened, and then we got the second one, right? We got the two stimuluses, and we got California Golden State stimulus, and then two other stimulus checks. So one of them was like $1,200, one of them was $1,500, if I'm not mistaken. And then so obviously, if you look at the world where we're in now, people can have everything in the world, but still not have it enough and still be able to complain about things. Like, they complained about the stimuluses from the very beginning, right? I was complaining about what I wanted to spend it on. And it's not, it was only those two stimuluses though. They were just going to be frequently, like, how everybody would get paid every 2 weeks generally. Like every, probably three out of five people, probably four out of five people on average for the, when it comes to American citizens or anyone in general who works an 8-hour day and 9 to 5, they very likely get paid every 2 weeks, right? So they get paid every 2 weeks. You would almost think like we get a stimulus every. No, I mean, wasn't expecting it every 2 weeks, but dude, the American people literally got two stimuluses, and that's all. That was, and they were spread out. They were heavily spread out. So, the Hawaiians and Maui and Lahaina, all the families. It doesn't matter if their house your house gets burned, $700. After that, so all they get is $700. I mean, I'm not surprised. I can't sit here and say, oh my God, I'm surprised. I mean, I don't even think Biden's running the country, dude. I mean, look at how incoherent he is, man. I mean, it's very, 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 very hard for me to believe we have all these problems in the world. I mean, the war in Ukraine. I mean, every time something happens here in the United States, boom, we give $40 billion to Ukraine. I don't know, something on Fox News or something the other day, Biden saying something like, we need more money to be able to secure the border. Or we need like $1 billion or something like that. Or something like that. What did he say? Something about securing the border and stuff. And he said we need money for it. But yet we handed like 10 times more money away to Ukraine. He was talking about it, but then it's like, dude, the amount of money that we needed, that he stated we needed, it was like, what? So we need money to do this, but in another form, we're able to hand money over to Ukraine with ease. So what did he say about it? I want to see what he said specifically. I'm done with, like, what's it called? I'm done with the digressing topics and stuff. So we got to kind of look in deep. So he was talking about it. And he said, like, we need, like, did he say a billion or something like that? He said, like, a billion or something like that. And then it was, like, dude, we need a fucking $1 billion. Or not a billion or, no, it wasn't a million. It was a billion. He said something like that. But, no, just, like, for me, example, like, dude, just thinking about Ukraine and all that. Like, dude, the corruption that goes on in Ukraine. The trafficking. I mean, dude. Nothing tells me that Biden's run the country at all. I mean, everything that he is doing is running the country to the ground. The taxes, the massive tax on the American people, the massive gas taxes. There's no one in the world could say why prices are going up. Inflation is not. No, I mean, for a place that we can just print money, we're taxed heavily. I mean, you know, the rich save money. The poor people get taxed. I'm not saying that, like, you know, obviously I expect to be taxed. I mean, taxes and, you know, but where the money goes to is the thing I'm talking about. I mean, we never truly know what goes on behind closed doors, but we know how much of a, you know, lack of empathy that the government has for its people. I mean, you go right back to all the different pandemics or things that were deemed to destroy us all. I mean, the COVID pandemic was the biggest example. Boom, people's businesses shutting down. Boom, people losing their jobs. Boom, people losing their houses. They still have their houses lost. It's September 3rd, 2020 fucking three. Those houses are still gone for those people. They didn't just magically get them back because COVID disappeared. There's no reason. They didn't get everything back. Everybody that lost something, they lost something and it was gone. They didn't get anything back. Now people are under, they're underselling the likelihood of the COVID that's going on now. What happens if you type in COVID on Google right now? Do you believe Google, like, people say Google is limiting the amount of results based on what it is you're searching? Compared to, like, other search engines and stuff. But, dude, I cannot get away from Google. I've been Googling since I was a virgin, man. Let's see. So, what is it? What was I going to look up? What the hell is it? Oh, COVID. Let's just see what happens when we type in COVID. Like, I don't even hear about it on the news. I really don't hear about it in mainstream media. But then again, I don't watch. I mean, I'm not someone who just sits here and watches the news. You know, I watch a little bit of everything. I dig for my news. I look through stuff. Metallica's postpones Phoenix concert as James Hetfield catches COVID. So the new COVID variant, what did they call it? Priola? Oh, that, you know, the fact that they call it a new, all these fucking names and stuff. Huh. So it says a COVID variant Pyrola is spreading fast across the United States as boosters plan for this month. New COVID vaccine that targets Omicron variant expected to be made available in September. Fuck that, man. A new rapid spreading coronavirus variant has sounded alarms bells for public health experts. The World Health Organization, by the way, is a terrorist organization and should be labeled a terrorist organization. I mean, everyone in the world has said that but the United States. The United States is the only one. You hear all these people saying the right things outside of the United States, but the United States. So, it says, doctors warn that the BA2-6, or 2.6, BA2.86 variant, officially called Priola, may be concerned for his newly designated highly mutated variant of Omicron, which they created in the lab, and now they're just releasing it right before the elections. Right before the primary elections, right before 2024, the COVID variants happen to come around before the elections, before something important needs to happen and stuff.
According to a Thursday bulletin in Yale Medicine, the new variant has more than 30 mutations to a spike protein located on the outer surface of a coronavirus, which helps it infect and enter human cells.
I don't give a fuck about none of that. You know, the only thing that you get fucked off from is if you take the vaccines. Now, I'm guilty, mind you. I took the first one, the second one, and the booster. So I might die in 4 years. Someone's got to take over the podcast. I'm just kidding. But no, they're not going to force a goddamn thing. I'm not taking anything that they offer now. I don't care. I mean, I've felt the pressures. I felt the oh my God, feeling like I'm scared. Like, oh no, they're going to ban us for doing anything. I don't even do anything anymore. I just go on. I go to the store to and from, and I leave. I go to and from places. I don't really like to hang out. I mean, I don't really go out places, man. I mean, like maybe a month or so ago. Like a few weeks ago, probably. I went to the park. I thought it was pretty cool. It was pretty fun. I enjoyed it. So I went to the park the other day. But I really don't like going out and being around too many people in general. But yeah, it's not my job to educate people when it comes to specifics. I mean, I don't mind educating the people. But there's certain things that you guys got to look up for yourselves. I mean, it is my job to educate, but I can't educate on everything. Cause I'm busy educating myself. There's so much. I mean, look at all these world leaders. I mean, all these leaders, all these presidents and governors and all that. I mean, dude, all these prime ministers and all that. I mean, it's an entire list of elites that are corrupt as hell. They are people that who secretly, you know, are satanic worshipers in a way. They're people that are secretly have it out for the its people. They do not care about it. If you think any government cares about the people, you are fucking crazy. You think any of these presidential candidates that are running care about you? No. I mean, back when Trump was going against Hillary, people wanted to not vote for Hillary because they didn't like Trump. People wanted to vote for Trump because they didn't like Hillary. You know, Hillary, known for killing American troops, I mean, as being as corrupt as she was, you know, her pedophilic-filled husband, Bill Clinton. I mean, all these people are terrorists. All these people are rapists. And it's so astonishing and shocking and troubling to think about our world, our America, our United States is pedophile-ridden. Our United States is surrounded with pedophilia around us, right under our fucking noses. Right under our noses. And it's not a conspiracy either. So conspiracy theorists can shut up about that one. So, I mean, dude, it's every fucking where you could possibly go. Every fucking where you could possibly go. From the TV shows to my favorite one to insult, Disneyland. All the original Disney characters, all the original Disney TV shows. I mean, obviously Disney Channel too. Everything on Disney Channel. I mean, there are a lot of cartoons. More so cartoons, I'd like to say. Like, I was on Twitter the other day and I came across this post and it showed like the Illuminati Eye or something in like 10 different shows that we watch. I mean, there's Hey Arnold, SpongeBob. I mean, all these shows are pedophile written. I mean, the dude who made the director, Dan Schneider, if you guys ever watched iCarly, right? No, Nickelodeon, right? Back in the iCarly, the new iCarly, the original, Sam and Cat, Zoe 101. All these shows that people watch. All these people that we look up to. Well, not me, I'm saying, but all these people that fans, everyone, anyone and everyone look up to. Everyone has a dark past. Everyone has a dark present. Everyone has a bodies in their closet. Not literally, but just when it comes to dark secrets. I mean, my question is, how many people pay attention? How many people are willing to pay attention? And how many people are willing to accept the truth? Mind you, the truth is what sets people free. No pun intended, because the name, the podcast and all that. But no, the truth is better than a lie. I'd rather have known the truth than be bullshitting the whole time. But my brother famously told me one time, you know, you can look up stuff pretty much. You know, you can get as woke as you want, but you can't consume too much. Because too much information make you go crazy, make you think everything is a conspiracy. Everything in its mother is a conspiracy. One of the craziest, newest conspiracies was like the one about the Titanic. That it really wasn't the Titanic that sank and all that. And it was like the Olympian or something. I don't remember what the fuck the name was called. But it was the boat that rescued the Titanic survivors was the name of the actual boat that sank. But, you know, like that. And 9/11 and, you know, the Boston bombing and, the way they killed Osama bin Laden and all that. By the way, shout out to the dude who shot and killed Osama bin Laden, because he got arrested for, public intoxication or some shit like that. All I know is that there was alcohol involved, but yeah, man, that's freaking crazy. But like I said, you got to do your research on your own. In a lot of ways, because, you know, you can sit here and butcher topics and sit here and butcher discussions and stuff. I mean, cut them in half and, you know, kind of just say everything else, everyone else says without any facts. Or you can do your research and provide consistent details. You know what I mean? Which one is your favorite? Do you like to bullshit your stories or do you like to provide details? Even if I'm not, even without conspiracies, when I tell stories or tell someone a story of something, a recap of something, a breakdown of something, I base my stuff off of facts. I base my stuff off of what people say, other people say, in a lot of ways. I mean, on a large scale, what a lot of people say. I'm not just going to say it just because I say it. I'm not just going to say it to sound good. Because after so long, there's not that much you can do to sound good and or sound generic like everybody else. Like, well, this person's going to be saying the same thing. What's different about this person or that person? That's kind of one of the things that separated me on podcast topics. That's what made me solely not want to be MMA-based when it comes to the podcast. Talk just about sports and all that. I have a sports podcast. I mean, okay, why don't I just have a podcast about everything, man? Joe Rogan's the one to help me think about that in a way, like, you know, just listening to all these different people having different thoughts on everything and a lot of stuff that's going on and stuff like that. But, you know, conspiracies is a big one. It's a fun one. I mean, it's not fun, but since I'm more aware of things, it lets me have a better understanding of how things go and the truthfulness behind everything, you know, the real intentions of the world and all that stuff. But I mean, I don't really focus too hard on it. I mean, I do, but I don't. I mean, it's just like, oh, wow, it's even more confirming and sickening of suspicions. Like, you know, it confirms people's suspicions and has for many years. It just depends on how willing you are in general. It all starts with you, just in general, regardless of if you're looking at conspiracies or not. It all starts with you. It all starts with from within. You got to look at the shit from within. First and foremost, for me, I have an open mind about shit. I have an open-ended approach to things. And I have a willingness to learn new things. I have willingness to accept new things. I have a willingness to understand perspectives from different points of view. Understand people's opinions. Understand that we all don't have the same opinions. We're not all going to agree on the same things. We're not all going to be the same about things. We're not all going to see eye to eye. But a little in the little margin in the middle of all that, you got to learn to meet in the middle. You know what I mean? You got to learn to meet in the middle. You got to learn to agree to disagree. But at the same time, I'm willing to hear someone's reasoning behind why they think the way they think,
and their approach, and why they talk the way they talk, and why they are the way they are. I know I can understand it. I mean, they're just like when some, you know, when someone's telling me stories, or I've had people come in and vent to me sometimes randomly, and you know, unfortunately, like some of the things that they went through or what they were trying to explain, whatever the issue was, I had never faced before in my life. I never seen something like that happen in my life. But you know, I can be sympathetic. I can care. I'm weird when people cry around me. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. This is so awkward. Someone's sitting here crying to me. Unless it's like an intimate connection, or it's like your wife or your husband or something, depending on who you are. But like, I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, I don't mind people talking about their issues and all that, but back to what we're saying. The open-ended approach to everything makes it so much easier to understand life in general. Not just the government conspiracies and stuff, but life in general. Because if you're willing to learn things and ask questions, that's making you have an even better approach to life. A better approach, a better understanding, a better way to strategize your game plan. Strategize how you learn information. You know, if you're in a bad spot, it'll help you get through the bad spot a lot more smoother than if you didn't know what you knew. You know, there's no limit to learning. You should always be willing to learn. You should always be willing to accept new things. I mean, no one's perfect, ladies and gentlemen. And there's some goddamn straight times where if someone's fucking wrong to me, hey, you're fucking wrong, bitch. I'm right, you're wrong. I'm not going to accept that you're... I mean, there's just certain people that I can't... You just sit there and like, how the fuck are you just thinking like that, dude? What? That's not right. And it's like, oh, these people don't listen to me at all. You swear up and down like you have the answer and all that. And there's times that I do, though. More times than anything, those are the ones that suck the most. You go the craziest when people don't understand the shit that you're trying to explain. It's like, dude, it's simple and it's in the bold. Fucking understand it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, obviously from conspiracies to give me some life lessons here. I mean, relationship stuff as well. But, you know, no human being is perfect. You know, I mean, let's jump to relationships for the last 10 minutes here on this episode, this glorious episode. Episode 488. Can you believe that? Two away from 90 and 12 away from 500 episodes. So, I mean, we're near and dearing on this shit. So we cannot digress when it comes to coming back and returning for some future episodes and stuff like that. We need to stay consistent and be like every, you know, once a week, as always. I mean, we're in no rush. Every show is a damn good show, so we always appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens. Like I said, a reminder before we get out of here, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, both handles, Truth Speech Pod, as well as threads.net. Follow us there. Pornhub.com/truthspeech. I'm just kidding. No, you know, there's one point in time where I thought, dude, I don't want any censorship on my podcast. So I was going to like upload podcast content to Pornhub just for the fucking hell of it to see what happened. That's the only reason why I created an OnlyFans account, so I could post podcast content there and not have to be silenced for it. But on to the final leg of our show. You get two couples, right? And they argue all the time, all right? So you guys argue all the time, right? But, you know, it's all about your approach. Your approach not only to that, just to life. Your approach to hardships. Your approach to unfortunate outcomes happening in your life. Your approach to being emotional. Your approach to someone stabbing you in the back. Not literally, figuratively. I mean, your approach to arguing so much with your loved ones. And it's a fucked up thing to have to go through. It's something that you don't and shouldn't have to go through. You know, it's an unfortunate thing that people have to face. But also, it's necessary. You know,
You know, no relationships are perfect. I mean, me and Julie aren't perfect or anything. But, you know, you always have to make it work no matter what. I mean, you're not saying that every single person in the world has to work it out. I mean, there's people that are clearly not made for each other. I don't know. They should never be together. But, you know, you got people that shouldn't be. And you got people that should be. And you got people that are just like, how the fuck did you guys get together? You know what I mean? It's crazy. But I was texting her, almost done with the show. And after the show, I gotta open up a package, a gift from Miss Julie. And we're gonna open up it live. Not live on the show, but we're gonna open it up. But dude, it's so exciting. I love getting gifts. Dude, the anticipation of opening gifts is so awesome. But at the same time, like, the excitement, the suspense build up, dude, the emotion behind it, absolutely insane. I love it every time. But yeah, so like your approach, your mindset, your the way you carry yourself after success, the way you carry yourself most importantly after losing, is everything. If you're not willing to sacrifice things, if you're not willing to get through the hard times to get to the good ones, then it doesn't seem like you're truly ready for what it is that you need to do. What do you want? What are you willing to do to get that? And don't lay out the bottom fake blueprint, right? The basic, oh, I mean, you know, I'm just going to strengthen my mind, you know, and I'm going to work harder or something, or I'm going to make some more money and do this and that. No, that's not how it works. You got to be really, truly willing to battle through hell and back to get to where you want. Life doesn't come easy. You know, all those things depending on how low you set your standards or how high you set your standards. I'd like to think more people are more so in the middle. We all have our demons. We all have our doubters. We all have doubt within ourselves. You know, we all second guess. It's something normal that everybody does. But how are you going to use that to strengthen your mindset to make sure that you don't make those mistakes again? I mean, more times than anything, it takes us about like 500 times before we finally get the answer right, right? Like, it takes us 500 times before we finally realize what the fuck we really should be doing, right? I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm just kind of heavily exaggerating. But it shouldn't be something that we should be struggling on, you know? And not, at least not after so long. I mean, guidance is real important to have in life, too. You know, you have guidance. You have people that are willing to show you how to get through the toughest spots or offer advice to you to help you get through tough spots. I mean, that's some of the best stuff ever, too, when people give advice and, you know, they're able to relate to you, they're able to understand where you're coming from. And or if you don't, you know, you just kind of got to, you know, think of strategies in your own right. Like I said, with my own mind and stuff, I had to learn a lot of stuff myself. And there's just a lot of things that you can't learn without a person. I mean, you can learn as much as you need, as much as you want, as much as the internet will allow you to nowadays, but at the same time, you can't get that same personal feeling from someone directly teaching you something or telling you something or hearing someone say something versus seeing them or seeing them in person say it. You know, I mean, it's just a different kind of vibe when you get taught up front and close and center. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that is it for us today. What a show. From top to bottom, absolutely stacked, and we did not even stop once. Insulting Logan Paul's wife or fiance. I mean, recapping UFC main event between Aljamain Sterling and Sean O'Malley. To watching porn, just kidding. We did a little bit of everything, as always. And we appreciate your support generally, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, you know where to find us. Truth Speech Pod on Instagram. Truth Speech Pod on Twitter. X, formerly known as Twitter. X.com/GTKingOfficial. X.com/TruthSpeechPod. Instagram as well, True Speech Pod, G the King _ official on Instagram as well, then some. So we will be back next week for sure, obviously, to recap the wild craziness that is to come within the next few days and or the next 24 hours and or the next biggest hard-hitting news in the world. We will be back to talk about it. We will be back here to insult some more wives and stuff. I'm just kidding. I need to stop making that a joke. But Nina Agdal, you are the biggest whore on the planet. I'm just joking. But, I mean, I don't know. You never know until you really, unless you're really behind the scenes and stuff and you got all the facts. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it has been thy pleasure for being here for an hour or so every time. We always hit hard-hitting news, hard-hitting knowledge as always, ladies and gentlemen, and we always look forward to the next one. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back sooner rather than later. I hope you guys have a good Sunday. Today is Jesus Day, so don't fucking cuss on Jesus Day, ladies and gentlemen. So without further ado, this is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. This is Truth Speech episode 488, and episode 489 will be next week, and we can't wait for that one, ladies and gentlemen. So until next time, we're out of this biatch. Bye, folks.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life, jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life, jump, hands to the sky.
Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.